Okay, now call the board back in session.
Case number 9656, Winnie L. Bauer, northwest of Route 16, northeast of Georgia Avenue, being Lot 8, Section 1, Block H, with a North Shores development, a variance from side yard setback requirement.
Good evening, folks. My name is Larry Pfeiffer, and I represent Wendy L. Bauer, the applicant, in the matter before you. You may see from the diagram attached to the application, my client's dilemma is that she wishes to erect octagonal, but that's not correct. It's a 12-sided figure, and I don't know the word for a 12-sided figure, so I guess I'll just say 12-sided shaped structure with an addition on the front that I think is 16 by 16. Each of the sides of the 12 sides is 8 feet. And regrettably, it is mathematically impossible to get that figure completely within the setbacks, so that if the application is approved and my client is able to place the structure on the lot that she owns, there will be a 1 foot encroachment into the 10-foot setbacks on both sides of the lot. We respectfully request consideration so that my client can proceed with her building plans.
So you're requesting a 1 foot variance on each side?
Yes, sir.
Okay, not a 2 foot, as the application suggests.
That is correct. The application is incorrect in that regard.
You think you're all right with the 1 foot, or do you need some leeway?
Well, some leeway would be, I think, perhaps advisable, although the figures seem to be what they are, if it's placed exactly on perhaps some additional space would be advisable.
I mean, the reason I question that, that's I assume that not the foundation, but the siding inclusive.
Correct.
Because you're allowed overhang for further encroachment.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
2 feet for overhang.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had, you don't want to cut too short, because we've had situations where measurements are done and the brick or the siding's put on and they're, 3 inches over or something. Right. You got it too close, you're going to end up back here.
So if we say 1 foot five variance on each side, then that should be sufficient?
I would certainly think so.
Mr. Chairman, on the drawing they have down here, need a 1 to 2 foot variance. That's why I put 2 feet, just in case, because the drawing needs 1 to 2.
So put the 2.
So I figure 2 should cover it.
I got you.
Okay.
If I went with the greater, I'd rather seen them, be granted more than.
Sure. I have to come back.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
One letter.
One letter in opposition, and the reason?
I will not accept any exception to the variance that will allow anything less than 10 feet setback on the sides. I was held to these strict rules and expect fair treatment for all. We've had several variances already
in that area.
Yes, North Shores.
Okay, thank you. Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9656 for a 2-foot variance on each side.
Jim, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9656 for a 2-foot variance on each side. All those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you very much for your time and consideration.
Yes, sir.